Send a movie idea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple, aren't they, John? Oh, so simple.
Yeah.
We can discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where it'll be buried beneath the rock in a cave and then resurrected 4 days later and celebrated thousands of years later with the consumption of delicious chocolate eggs. I'm Joel, a man who puts the low in clown, and across from me is John Harris, a man so handsome and good at dancing that he's banned from Tiger Tiger in Leicester Square for intimidating the other patrons.
Yeah, all of that's true. What is Tiger Tiger?
It's a chain of nightclubs.
Isn't it a poem?
Tiger Tiger Burning Bright. That's what he's writing about.
I don't think he was, mate.
Why?
What?
Which poet is that? Oh, don't tell me who the poet is. Just give me a first letter of the first name.
W.
William Blake.
Yeah.
I did an English degree. Da 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 da. Yeah. It's of no use to me, really.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night. Leicester Square. What immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry?
Jaeger bombs. But lined up in a line.
In the what distant, deep or skies burnt the fire within thine eyes, two star-crossed lovers on the dance floor.
Yep.
I don't think I should say any more in case, you know, the Billy Blake Society get in on us and say... Oh,
we should rewrite all poems so they're about nightclubs in Leicester Square.
Agreed.
John, let's pitch some damn movies. How about I go first?
Yeah, fine.
This is from Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
You know the film that's coming out, A Quiet Place?
Yes.
Where you have to be quiet all the time.
Yeah.
So the idea is... You have to be quiet all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're not quiet,
yeah,
something eats you.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer? Yeah. There's a bit where... All right.
Someone's not quiet.
The trailer is the stupidest piece of fucking shit I've ever seen.
Whoa.
In my life. Right, so
big words.
They live in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
Where they know all they have to do to survive is be quiet. And there's a family walking over a bridge in the middle of nowhere. They're being really quiet. Like they're not speaking to each other. They're tiptoeing.
Yeah.
And then it cuts round to the kid. And the kid's got like a loud toy in his hands. He's like a toddler with like a loud, really loud toy.
What is it, a Bop It?
Yeah, it's essentially like a Bop It. And the dad's like, no! Well, you obviously gave him that toy. What did you expect was going to happen? How have the batteries lasted so long into this post-apocalyptic world? At what point did you think, oh, let Timmy play with that? He won't turn it on. He won't bop it. He won't spin it.
In that world, toys should be limited to teddy bears only.
But no
Without
squeakers.
Eyes.
No eyes and squeaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, eyeless teddy bears.
Yeah, nice.
What more does a child need? Or like Action Men? Pretty good.
Plastic, I'd be worried to drop
Action
that.
Man in a fur coat.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's fine.
Good.
How many Action Men did you have?
One or two.
Did you have the one that swam and his arms like...
No, I had the one... you can move his eyes from side to side.
Oh, yeah, cool, classic.
A little lever on the back of the head. Really
suspicious
handy.
Man.
That was good. That was really good. Because the Action Man I had before, I had to sort of hold him and turn him and it felt really unrealistic.
Yeah.
But when I could just adjust his eyes with a lever on the back of the head, it really felt like I was living that at the moment.
That's brilliant. It's a quiet place.
So that's not the film pitch.
Oh.
That's the actual film.
Okay.
Unbelievably, I've not made that up. That's happening.
Rumour is it's really good. Just a little spoiler, but anyway.
Where you heard the rumours?
The interwebs.
They're not allowed to talk about it. All of those reviewers have been killed. The film Margaret's pitching is the opposite of A Quiet Place.
Yeah, I thought this was where we were going.
It's like Speed, but instead of having to travel above a certain speed, you have to make a certain level of decibel sound constantly.
I really like this.
It's a really good idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're just walking around living your daily life, but just shouting at the top of your lungs all the time. And if you, at any point, if you stop shouting,
you just go,
they're comfy. Yeah. Everyone's just walking around just shouting at the sky.
I mean, that sounds like hell. Yeah. Like, how do you sleep?
I haven't really thought about the sleep bit.
You sleep whilst your partner walks around getting a pan with a spoon.
You just do opposite shifts.
Yeah.
So
imagine you're sleeping while someone's going, ah,
someone's laying in bed next to you, just going, ah. Yeah. And that's how they have to survive.
So they eat you.
I don't know. All I've seen is a little kid with his xylophone and the dad freaking out.
With his drum kit on his backpack.
All I've seen is a little kid in the Dick Van Dyke outfit from the start of Mary Poppins. Well, that is the perfect outfit for Margaret's film, isn't it? Dick Van Dyke is the last man surviving on Earth. Because of his
I think that might be the case anyway, to be fair.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
Dick Van Dyke's going to outlive us all.
Yeah, in A Quiet Place, I don't know what happens to you. Other than you make some noise. But I don't know, like, they must have to whisper to each other all the time.
Are you sure it's post-apocalyptic as well? There was a...
I literally guessed that from the fact they're walking through a forest. But you wouldn't go on a... Maybe it's a family holiday. But then how do they... But he knows. No, it is post-apocalyptic because the dad knows that the kid making noise is a bad thing.
We've booked this trip to Centre Parks and by God, we're going to have it.
By God, we're going to have it. How do they get there? What mode of transport do you take?
Prius. New electric cars. You've got to drive a Prius, yeah. That's fine.
Everyone's cruising around a Prius.
It's just in like the rich part of town where people have all got like really soft shoes and stuff driving Priuses and they don't die.
Oh yeah, rich people do wear soft shoes, don't they?
Walking on clouds. I really like A Loud Place. Thank you very much, Margaret. How about this one from Lem? Wakanda is ravaged by a mystery figure who keeps pulling people's trousers down. The Black Panther.
Okay. Where does this come in the Marvel timeline? Is it between Black Panther and Infinity War?
Yeah.
Because everything's good at the end of Black Panther.
Yeah.
They need a new...
Yeah. So...
A new threat.
Yeah. And so all of the people of Wakanda have had their trousers pulled down at some point.
Well...
With exception of T'Challa.
Yeah, well, you'd suspect the Black Panther because he could just slice your belt buckle.
Mm.
With those claws, couldn't he?
Yeah. Also, one of the reasons why the Black Panther hasn't attacked on the Black Panther is because...
It's him.
It's a one-piece suit.
Oh, yeah.
How does he pull that down?
Maybe that's why he wears it. You can't pants a superhero.
Also, there's a lot of long ceremonial robes that don't even have trousers.
True. Very true.
Lem, I mean...
Lem has not thought this through.
He hasn't thought through the Wakandan outfits... And how you'd pants them all.
Take it back to the drawing board.
Maybe they dress like they do now because the Black Panther.
It's a prequel.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. So
they all dress pretty similarly. But
once upon a time, they love trousers in Wakanda.
They're big couldn't on trousers.
They're always wearing trousers. And the Black Panther, they never actually caught the Black Panther. So they had to literally alter their way of life.
And that's why the Black Panther suits an all-in-one.
Yeah, perfect. And the Black Panther now is like stewing somewhere in a cave planning his revenge. He's trying to work out how to pants a robe, and he's been there for so long. You can't pants a robe.
I've heard in the sequel it's gonna be wedgies.
Oh no!
They can't just stop wearing underwear.
Well, I mean, can't they?
What about this one? So Stu has got in touch.
Is that a friend of the show, Stu?
That's friend of the show, Stu.
Have we got any enemies of the show?
Yeah, Graham.
Oh yeah.
This
one's coming from enemy of the show, Graham.
Right, Stu is our official friend of the show, and if you're listening and want to become an official enemy of the show, send us a DM or an email or something, and we will officially anoint you enemy of the show. A once in a lifetime opportunity, that. Funk Kirk. So it's not Fun Kirk, it's Funk Kirk.
Because we've had Fun Kirk pitched before.
We've had Fun Kirk.
Funk Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly Bruno Mars based stuff on the beach.
You think that's where funk music began, do you, mate?
No, he's modern. You've made me feel really silly.
Yeah.
You've made me look really silly.
Messed it right up. I think Parliament are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, storming the beaches.
The Houses of Parliament.
The Houses of Parliament, yeah.
That's where Funk was created, right?
Funk, yeah. Parliament Funkadelic were born in the House of Commons. They're all former MPs.
There's that band MP4, the original MP4.
Yeah. Members of Parliament Funkadelic.
Amazing.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? Have you ever heard much music from Scottish Parliament Funkadelic?
No, and I don't want to hear it now, John.
It's pretty good. It's bagpipe-based funk music. What?
Do you think we're ever going to get in trouble for our country stereotyping?
Oh, mate, that's not stereotyping. That's
it's just a fact.
Name another country associated with a bagpipe.
Oh. I think I'm going to be like, have you been to Scotland?
That's all they do. They bagpipe you in. So you know how quite often there's a band that leads you out to war, that leads the charge? Well, this is not very well documented, but at the Dunkirk rescue, it was a funk band. It was the world's first funk band.
Decades.
So much slack bass.
Decades before.
Yeah.
They were ready.
Well, no one was ready for it. That's why it's never been reported. It was an unmitigated disaster. They fired the brass band the night before, said, we're going to take this in a new direction. We're going to keep it funky.
It was so revolutionary. People were so not ready for it. The troops couldn't acknowledge it. Like, they genuinely don't know it happened because they were so not ready for it.
It was a lot like when Michael J. Fox takes to the stage in Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And he gives them some Chuck Berry.
Exactly.
And
like
they
that.
Can't handle it. And he's like, your kids are going to love it. That's what Scottish Parliament Funkadelic said as they were made to walk the plank in the English Channel.
What about this one from Kay? We've had Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, we've had Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and now we have Bill and Ted's Average Trip.
Oh, great. Good, good. Yeah, get the gang back together. What is it, like their commute to work? We're travelling through time, 30 or 35 minutes, depending on delays.
So they get them together. They haven't seen each other in years, Bill said.
And they're working run-of-the-mill, boring jobs.
Yeah.
They've given up the rock and roll lifestyle that they aspired to in their youth.
Yeah.
And they've become pencil pushers up at City Hall.
Both of them.
One of them pencil pusher, one of them layabout junkie. And they have to get together for one more trip.
Yeah. Or it's just like... So Bill and Ted, they both work for the same company, but they don't realise they're in totally different departments. And they're like, all right, we've got to send you guys for a conference up in Manchester.
Yes.
You'll be with Ted? He's like, no way. But they just sit in a car up the M4.
Okay, how about this one?
Bring it to me. No, give it to me. Take it.
Bring it forth.
Bring it forth.
This one is from Tina.
Yeah.
Brexit Ralph.
Yeah.
So...
Does it work? Yeah, it works. It works.
Leave Tina alone.
Sorry, Tina.
So, Brexit Ralph.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happens here. A computer game character, is he trying to speed up the Brexit process?
Yeah.
Or is he... So, what is Wreck-It Ralph's job? He's a demolition guy.
Yeah.
So, maybe he's worried about losing out on some pretty major contracts.
Oh, no, he's not a demolition guy like that. He's like an ogre character that just breaks windows and... You play the game. That he's the baddie in the game. He's like the Donkey Kong of the game, and he breaks windows. And you play as a different character who fixes the windows.
So he's Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Oh God!
Do you know the name of the actual Wreck-It Ralph sequel?
Yeah, Breaks the Internet.
What's that going to be about?
It breaks the internet.
How?
Just like too many memes.
Oh, it's bound to happen.
It's like memes on memes.
Oh no!
And there's so many memes that it breaks the internet because everyone thinks it's so, like, fresh.
Is it the meme movie?
Yeah, it's hard.
We've had the emoji movie.
It is. The trailer looks a bit effervescent. I assume he turns off the internet. That would be good, wouldn't it?
If someone turned it off. Yeah. I'd be up for rolling blackouts of the internet.
If...
You know...
Yeah?
In the not-too-distant past, there was, like, a four-day working week and rolling blackouts around the country. But for social media.
What?
In like the 70s and 60s, when we were trying to save money as a country.
God, I know nothing.
They had a four-day working week for a bit, pre-Thatcher.
Yeah.
And rolling blackouts and stuff just to save on the energy bills for the nation. I'd be up for that, but with social media.
With the internet. Yeah, just social media would be
switch
good.
Switch it off every now and again. Like, have you seen the story that in South Korea, on a Friday, the government is going to start switching off computers at 8 p.m. to make people go home from work?
Well, that's
8
nice.
p.m. 8 p.m.
What, the fact that that's that late?
And people are up in arms about it.
No, I want to work more.
Yeah.
Bad times.
So what I'm saying is, bring back rolling blackouts, but specifically for social media and the internet.
Sunday afternoon, no soch.
Yeah.
Talk to your family.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Call your family, check in with your pops.
See how he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be all right. And then, 8 p.m, check out the memes. And you won't have missed any memes because no one else
no,
is tweeting.
No, they're making any memes. Yeah. You could do memes about the 3 hours you spent with your family.
Oh, people would go crazy about that. They'd love it, wouldn't they?
Sunday roast memes.
It'd be so good for content.
Memes, embarrassing things my dad said at the dinner table. Just crazy memes, man.
Just, yeah, some of the dankest memes.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What about this one from Alice, the Cardi B movie? Everything's a B movie.
Yeah.
We need to stop doing B movies.
It's just so great for the pun.
I ages ago tried to impose a Lego movie ban, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like I might have to impose a B movie ban at some point.
All right.
The Cardi B movie. We don't know what happens to the B movie. Last time you brought up the B movie, you just said there's a guy.
There's a meme. You like jazz. You like jazz is all I know about the B movie. And as far as I can tell from the internet, that's all you need to know about B movie. What do we know about Cardi B?
I don't really know much about Cardi B apart from the fact that she doesn't dance anymore because she makes money move.
So the money dances for her. So she used to dance for money and now money dances for her. That's amazing.
She's a magician.
She makes money move.
She doesn't dance anymore because she
like
has
a money puppet. Money puppeteer.
Yeah. She's got this amazing set of like puppets and strings.
How does it dance? Cash. I'm envisioning like the notes are sort of anthropomorphized and they kind of slide side to side.
I would say
Or is it loads of notes in one sort of man?
I was going to say there's at least seven involved making a human form.
A shape. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, either way, fair play. So that's fair play. Why even bother rapping? So you literally make money move.
Grace has got in touch with this one.
Thanks, Grace. Amazing Twist. Grace.
Absolutely. Twister, but it's the ice cream.
But
is it Ravaging a Town?
It's mad that I thought about the board game Twister. And I was like, but there hasn't been a Twister movie.
So a family are playing the board game Twister.
Yep.
Eating Twisters.
All of a sudden, Hurricane turns up.
Yeah.
I think it's a Twister that creates like whipped ice cream.
So, wait. So the natural phenomenon goes to the Antarctic.
Yeah,
it carries some sugar on the way.
Yeah. It goes via Tate and Lyle,
and it makes Twisters.
Yeah, it makes Twisters.
It's a happy story.
It's actually a great story. Yeah.
Ah. If you were in that family who was playing Twister, eating Twisters, and then a hurricane came,
you'd say it's probably our fault, wouldn't you?
I was going to say, do you think you'd like at least cock an eyebrow for a second? Pointing out.
The eldest son walks in with a boombox on his shoulder and Twist and Shout by the Beatles playing. A cousin that a Fanta Fruit Twist on the go in the corner.
You're saying if you do too many things with the word twisted, you're asking for it.
No, not twist, anything. If you do anything, I would say if you do three non-related things that all feature the same word, another thing of that thing will appear.
It's like word association Beetlebum.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, not the song by Blur. So if you're watching Beetlejuice, someone sat next to you listening to Beetlebum on a cassette.
Poster of the Beatles behind you.
Poster of the Beatles behind you. All good stuff. A VW Beetle will crash into your house.
It's the sequel to A Quiet Place. It's a word association place. You've got to be so careful.
To not associate.
You hear the car coming, you've got the Beatles poster. The person's watching Beetlejuice and they're like, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Change the
skip. Skip.
I really like that.
You're welcome. John, should we move on to our own ideas?
Yes, please.
My idea is Ready Player One.
Yeah.
But with only specific pop culture references that I like.
Cool. Ready Player John.
So, well, the idea is actually that when you enter the Ready Player One, you wear a headset and all of the pop culture references in the film change to be tailored towards you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a...
I'll tell you what I thought about this. Because the other day I was talking to you about the Animals of Farthing Wood video game.
Yeah.
And then I was also thinking about Ready Player One at the same time. And I thought, God, it'd be so funny if all of the references were just things only I remember. But then it would I also quite like the idea of me in a packed cinema. And like a little sound effect from the Animals of Farthing Wood PC game comes on. And I just go, oh, this film. And everyone's like, what is going on? What is this absolute shit? And there's also like... You know, like there's a bit where he's in Jazz Jack Rabbit 2 and it's the Alice in Wonderland level. And I'm like, shit, this is so meta. This is amazing. Everyone's like, give me a fucking refund. This is shit. Like throwing minstrels at the screen. And I'm having the best time.
There's a reference to one of my favourite images from your childhood, which is a man on a boat eating an entire packet of crisps.
You've merged too much there. He was at the rock climbing centre, not the sailing centre. Yeah, the man eating inside a packet of crisps. But he looks down the camera and he says, do you want to see a magic trick? And then for 5 minutes, on IMAX screen, a man just eats a packet of Wheatos. And Wheaties.
And it's just me and you in tears of laughter. Yeah. Everyone else is just
walking out. This is some sort of fucking art film. While a cartoon fox walks along the background looking for Farthing Wood. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Ready Player One, but specifically for pop culture I like.
For you?
For me. I've decided it's for me now, yeah.
Oh, it's not for the viewer?
No, it's just for me. Because I'm worried I won't get all the pop culture references. So why don't they just make sure I do?
So will Steven Spielberg personally interview before starting the film of this?
Yeah.
That's fair.
But he has to go... But he also... Maybe they just scan my brain, because I'd like them to be ones that I don't necessarily recall. Like, when I was thinking about... So, a little bit more insight. When I was talking to John about the Animals of Farthing Wood PC game... By the way, this episode is sponsored by the Animals of Farthing Wood PC game. If you've got a PC that runs Windows 98 or back, you can still play that today. It's a point-and-click adventure. I thought about other games I liked in the 90s on the PC. Yeah. Jazz Jackrabbit 2, obviously.
Mm.
Absolute. Fucking, honestly, one of the finest games in its genre. The genre being video games. But there was this other educational game that I used to play where you played like a little green man and you hopped around this board answering trivia questions. And it was fucking brilliant. I can't even begin to remember what it was called. And I thought, imagine if that turned up in my version of Ready Player One. I'd cry. I'd just cry. I'd absolutely cry.
He's done it again. Spielberg's done it again.
He just keeps delivering frame after frame.
At the risk of, you know, discussing the entire transcript of that conversation that we had the other night on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
When Joel sent me that video, I made two observations.
Yeah.
One was the video Joel sent me was 4K. Yeah. Like, it was legitimately 4K. I checked. Yeah. You could watch it.
Game was way ahead of its time. No one knew the game was 4K at the time because there were no devices powerful enough to show it. But it's always been 4K, the Animals of Farthing Wood PC game.
And the other one is that the top related video was a compilation of every death in the TV show, The Animals of Farthing Wood.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's 6.5 minutes long. Only ran for 3 years.
Ah, people. So that's Ready Player One.
But it's like the royal.
I will be making a copy of the
poster.
One
as in the Queen would say one.
So like Ready Player I.
Yeah, Ready Player Me.
I will be making a poster where it's your face.
What's your idea, John?
kaiju films are big, right?
Really big, because...
Hey! For those who don't know, that is Godzilla, King Kong...
Mothra.
Pac Rim.
Who?
I said that weird. Pac
Rim. Pac Rim. I thought you said Pac-Man. Look, Pixels isn't a kaiju film.
Oh, that's a shame. Because I would have definitely got... Like, Pac-Man kaiju would be great, but they kind of already did it.
They did
a disservice.
They did.
So my idea is Ping Pong. And I had to set that up because without the context, it would have just been me saying Ping Pong.
Right, what is it? A giant table tennis ball? Because that is Pac-Man.
I was thinking, maybe it's still an ape. He's just really good with... They go to the island that he's on, and he's just really
he's
good.
Table tennis. Who's he playing it against? Maybe it's like in Forrest Gump when he plays it up against the other half of the table.
Yeah, against a mountain. He's playing table tennis against a mountain.
Okay, good. I was thinking maybe he destroys buildings by whacking table tennis balls at them as opposed to just slamming them with his...
Well, absolutely.
Arm. Okay, good.
So he gets to...
So has he got a giant paddle?
He's got a big pebble that's quite flat.
Well, that's not really good for table tennis, is it? You get no bounce on that. Well, you are so rubbish at sport. What does he want a flat pebble with for table tennis?
For the bat.
Oh, I thought you meant for the ball.
No, for the bat.
Okay, then what's the ball?
You know there are those big, like, dinosaur creatures?
Dinosaurs?
Like, on the... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, on the island. Just one of their, like...
Eggs?
No, because that'll crack.
No, they're sturdy.
I was thinking like
eyeball,
like their kidney blown up, inflated.
Nice. Okay, great, good. Yeah,
whacking it against the mountain just because he's bored.
He must be so bored.
He's so bored
he's
of being
so
a big,
bored.
Big old lonely.
If anything, he's glad to be captured.
Yeah, in this
something to do.
Yeah, he's really glad to be captured.
Does he go to the Olympics?
Who would he compete for? His own island?
No, you know how they have unrepresented athletes now.
So he doesn't represent Skull Island.
He'd be one. Yeah, that'd be good. Skull Island claims its first ever gold.
Okay, fine, yeah, he's... No, because I was thinking what he does is he gets to New York, and it's actually like a really sad story, and he gets bored, and he misses his little dinosaur friends that he killed and it would inflate the kidneys of, and his... does he have a family? King How Kong. Is he made?
That's a question
for
another podcast.
Two big King Kongs do the...
Get it.
Do the D.
Get it, King on.
Yeah.
King Kong. I don't know.
Right, so anyway...
That's a question for another... That's a... That's another,
next
That's
week.
A rom-Kong.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. When Harry met Sally Kong.
Harry Kong and Sally Kong.
Yeah, you know them.
Name their kid King.
Anyway, so they take him to New York, and he wants to go because he's really bored. But then he gets to New York, and it's all vapid, and he's even more bored.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what he does is he finds a massive ball and a massive bat. I don't know, what in New York could we use?
Well, in America, they have those, like, world's biggest rubber band balls and stuff, don't
yeah,
they?
It's that's one of it. Those. Yeah. One of those, and a bridge that he's using.
Yeah, he uses a bridge, yeah.
As a racket.
A bridge that's very wide.
And he just goes through New York, just smashing buildings down with his mad ping pong skills.
Who defeats him?
It's actually, surprise, Pacific Rim sequel, and they have the big robot Transformer guy.
And they play them at table tennis.
The world's greatest ping pong player is in the big robot.
That'd be great. And they have a showdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And first 21 points.
Yeah.
No, 11 in the new rules, mate, but King Kong's not been off the island for so long, he doesn't understand. That's why he gets so frustrated, because of the rule changes that happened sort of 10 or so years ago in ping pong.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not been updated. He had a manual washed up on Skull Island, which is how he learned about table tennis. But it's the old rules, and they won't allow him to compete in any tournaments because he only understands the old rules. There's been rule changes. Very difficult to communicate that to a King Kong, hence the frustration, which is why he attacks a city. And so he has to get the world's best table tennis player to play the old rules.
He's like the McEnroe of ping pong, like really thrown
and
the
gorilla.
Racket.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Good,
really
mate.
Livid.
Good.
I quite like that film.
Yeah, well done. Who wins this week?
What do you think, Joel?
I quite like A Loud Place.
Yeah, I was a big fan of A Loud Place. Yeah, A Loud Place.
Thank you, A Loud Place. Thank you, Margaret, for your excellent suggestion. And we know it's the end of the show because there is a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And who's that coming in? It's the collective animals of Farthing Wood.
Hey!
Half of them are dead.
Has the light always been yellow in this room? Or is it on...
Coldplay were in here earlier, so...
Is it on, like,
the settings? Someone was in here recording earlier, and they did that. They played with the lights for ages.
Yeah, and they decided yellow.
Yeah, it's quite a horrible colour.
I wouldn't go for that. I'd go for like a relaxing turquoise or blue. I'm going to go for it. Oh,
okay, go for it. John's walking over to the light panel now, and he's pressed. Oh, that's quite a vibrant blue. Oh, that's quite nice. Yeah, I like that. Makes the room feel colder, though, don't you?
I call it aqua. Do you want to go for red? That would make it feel warmer, but also slightly more satanic.
No, I like that it feels colder because this room gets really warm.
Yeah, that's true. Ice vibes.
It's a little trick.
For context, if this stays inside the podcast.
Inside the podcast.
Inside the podcast. Joel, you keep singing like you're a little bit of music under me talking. There is a strip of lighting around the studio to which you can change the colour. I didn't like the Wicker Wickers. I wasn't
just trying
that.
Some things out.
Okay, fine. You're just jamming. To which the function is absolutely nil. There is no function to it.
You're slagging off my studio. A lot of people have said that your microphone serves zero function as well, actually. So.
Whoa!
I'm so good at slams.
Aren't
I good at slams?
Oh, I need some ointment for that burn.
Tweet us if you just want me to slam you. Just tweet us and I'll give you such a slam in.
That's like there's an area of the internet, I think it's called Reddit. No, there's a part of Reddit which is...
People invite themselves to be slammed. It's like roast me or something.
Roast me.
Yeah. How thick does your skin have to be able to put yourself forward for a roasting? I couldn't do it. I can't handle any criticism.
If you went on Roast Me, yours would be constructive criticism and you'd be weeping for weeks.
Yeah, I'm devastated. Absolutely devastated. Try ironing that shirt.
Iron that shirt and a little bit more moisturiser and you'd be like, "Wah!"
Well, I do moisterise twice daily, actually, John.
See? What,
three times a day? I'm going out my lunch break to moisturise. Fingers full of a meal deal crumb rubbing all over my face. No, thank you. Using the mayo from my prawn mayo sandwich to rub into my jowls.
I assume that would work.
Do you moisturise?
Yeah, once a day. Before I go to sleep.
What's your skincare routine, mate?
That's it.
You don't wash. Like, a thick lacquer of moisturiser on you.
It gets wet in the shower, but I don't... There's no...
It gets wet. Your face?
Yeah.
Have you got a specific face product?
No.
Like a wash?
No.
All right. So come see me again when you're 40 and I'm looking 39.
Yeah, so...
It's good, mate. Male care. Look after yourself, lads. That's what I say.
There's no shame in it. I'm just lazy. I'm not having a go.
You trim your beard, do you?
No, I haven't for a while. And
any sort of beard grooming stuff?
No, just shave it every so often, but not with
hair.
I wash my hair every day.
Right, Joel's in the shower, right? Here's what he does. You're welcome. Shampoo, a little bit too much shampoo I put on my hand. So I lather up my hair loads, and then there's lots left over. I use it for all the body hair.
Yeah.
Because I figure that's also hair, isn't it? Isn't
agreed,
it?
Yeah,
it is also hair. I don't know what the difference is, but not like, I'm not talking like arm hair. I'm not shampooing my arms. That would be mad. My toes. So, but I'm shampooing the key torso
areas. Yeah, we know.
So they all get shampooed.
Yeah.
Then I wash all of that out. Then conditioner on the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and rubbed in. That's the correct amount. I don't condition my body hair. I don't give it that much of a treat. Maybe on like a Sunday evening. And then I'll step outside of the shower. I'll step outside of the shower and I go to work. No, I step outside of the splash zone and I lather myself up head to toe while the conditioner's setting in the hair.
Literally head to toe?
Yeah, well, as much of me as, you know, I feel like cleaning. And then I'll get back under the splash zone, rinse it all off in one go. Thank you very much. I reckon that's going to have influenced a few people, you know?
Yeah, I feel I've learned a lot.
Mm. There we go, mate. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, another one gone, another one bites the dust. That's me screwing up the scripts. Yes, there are fucking scripts. Hey, we're going to look at you, another one forgotten the words.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.